This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 5. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 5 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I am really excited to have on the show my good friend Jeff Clem, better known to all of us in the music world as Mr. Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Patrick. So good to be here. Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be a blast. I'm so excited to chat with you. And we both have very loud shirts on, of course, like our typical awesome loud shirts. So I knew you were going to bring the A game, so I brought my own shirt A game. At least I hope so.
Yeah. Well, since this is an audio-only podcast, maybe we should leave it to the imagination of the listeners just how loud our shirts are.
Okay.
If we're feeling generous, maybe we'll take a picture and post it later, but we'll see.
Okay. They're very loud and awesome, I will say. I'm sorry, listener. You're missing out on some very wonderful, loud, bright, excellent, eccentric shirts.
All right. Well, Jeff, thank you for coming on. And my first question to you is, how did you get into making music for kids?
Yes. How did I get into making music for kids? So I have been a career musician for a long time, maybe 15 years now at this point. I have been full-time in the music industry for many different years in different aspects. I was a touring musician for a long time. My rock band, original rock band, was touring like a third of the year, two-thirds of the year sometime for like 3 or 4 years straight. So there was a long time where I was sort of nomadic and making music and then coming home and then being a sound engineer. So my whole life was revolving around, I guess, grown-up music in that aspect of my career. And then, like you said, there's always an event that brings people into kids' music. And for me, there were two things. One, my son was born in 2016, my son Silas. And, you know, that changed my whole world, like kids often do, for the better, for sure. And we started listening to kids' music pretty regularly. And it was at that time where I'm like, I think I have something to offer this space. I think I have something interesting and unique to offer. And it wasn't until, you know, I had to get out of the bars. There was a lot of touring and a lot of sound engineering and things where my whole life was designed to be in bars. Mm-hmm. And it was at that moment where I'm like, I got to get out of the bars. I got to get sober, which I did 7 years almost. And it's one of those things where it was like, I needed a career change. So it was my friend was a preschool teacher, and she just was posting these things that she did with her classroom. And it was just so interesting and excellent to me that I reached out. It's like, this looks like the coolest job ever to be a preschool teacher. And she's like, it is. It really is. And you know what? We're always looking for male teachers. If you're interested, I can put in a good word and maybe get you an interview. And I was kind of baffled because I felt sort of unqualified, you know, being okay, you get the musician in there, let's see, you know. But I got the interview and I got the job, and I went through all the trainings necessary, and I started becoming a preschool teacher here in Akron, Ohio. And it just like totally unlocked this part of me that I always knew was there. I'm the oldest of 5 kids, and I'm the oldest of like a million cousins, you know, and like there is an age gap. So I found like a lot in my later childhood that I was actually entertaining all the younger kids constantly. That was kind of my job. I didn't want to sit with the adults. I wanted to sit with the kids, and I wanted to make them laugh and entertain them. That was my like job later in childhood to teenage years. So when I started working with preschool kids, it was like, it was just so much fun. I learned so much, and I really wanted to throw myself into that job. So I didn't really talk about my music, and I was kind of trying to take a break and focus on me and focus on this new aspect. And then, of course, you know, somebody's like, hey, you're a musician, right? Why don't you bring in your guitar? And if you are ever in a place that needs music, like a preschool, and you bring in a guitar, you will always be guitar guy. So, I brought in my guitar, and then it just turned into, all right, well, I brought in my guitar once, maybe I'll bring it once a week. And then it turned into, all right, now I'm drilling holes in the wall so I can put a guitar hanger and it can live in the classroom. And it just became so much of a regular thing with my kids in the classroom, that it was like I was learning all these standards. And as a songwriter, as a creative person, it's like, I can write something that I think would be interesting and I think would be entertaining and I think would be educational. That was a big thing for me. So I started playing weekly, bi-weekly concerts at the center that I was at. And then that turned into sort of a big performance at the end of the year with the whole school and all the parents. And then I got asked to do a community event, and then it just sort of snowballed from there. I'm like, I could do this. And it brings so many people joy. My original music before kids music was very angsty, kind of sad, kind of heartbreaky in a way. And, you know, I used music as a coping mechanism, but Patrick, you know me, you've met me. I'm like, not that guy, you know?
You are like, the opposite of angsty.
Right. Like I'm not sad or heartbreaky anymore. So it felt sort of disingenuous to keep singing those songs. I got married. I started having kids. Things were looking great. I was just like way happier. And I'm like, I wanted to do something that like exuded positivity versus like putting negativity into the world. You know, not that like my sad songs or heartbreaky songs were negative, but they were like, there were coping mechanisms for me with music. And I just felt like I didn't want to do that anymore. And I wanted to put something else more positive, better, and more fun and silly out there. I'm such a silly guy, and I never got to do that with my serious grown-up music. So this is really an outlet for me to like be my goofy, silly, natural self.
Yeah. And you're really doing a good job in branding yourself as Mr. Jeff is fun, which I actually think is some of your social handles.
Yes. Everything's at Mr. Jeff is fun. Yes. And I thought that was.
And I can confirm that Mr. Jeff is fun.
Thank you. I like when people are like, indeed, Mr. Jeff is fun. Yes. Okay. So we can see you got branding, baby. This nice. Is not only podcast, so you can't really see what I got there. But
he's you can let everybody know where they can get your awesome merch at the end of the show.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, that's a great story. And you know, getting into kids music, if people really dive in and get to know the artists and just find the variety of, I mean, any genre is capable of having kids music. So, you know, if you had asked me before I really, really got into it, you know, I would have thought of, okay, you know, my daughter used to watch Nickelodeon. We saw Lori Berkner on Nickelodeon doing songs. And Raffi, of course, is, you know, been around for a long time, an absolute legend. Sharon Lois and Brahm and all that. But there is so much talent just brimming in this community. That, you know, I really hope to see it expand. Let's get a couple more Grammy categories for ourselves. And
yeah, I agree.
Hopefully get a lot more ears on it. So kudos to you for doing everything that you're doing to make that happen as well.
It was very eye-opening once we started digging into children's music, because like you, I knew all the Titans. I knew all the regular, I knew the music that I grew up listening to when there wasn't a lot of variety or diversity in the category. And then, you know, once I started digging in and making the music myself, it was when I started meeting some of our colleagues and I was like, wow, there is so much more underground, indie, kindy music that is out there that is like, just so incredible. It's definitely on par with anything else that you hear in any other genre. And you can hear every genre, you know, represented here in his music now, which I just think is so wonderful. And the talent in this community is so great. And I'm so happy to be a part of it at this point. It's so wonderful meeting these people, meeting Lori Berkner, meeting you, meeting everybody at the Children's Music Network, and talking with these people that I've listened to their records and my kids are huge fans of. So it's so cool. And
yeah,
we're really lucky.
In Los Angeles at the Grammys, we were having breakfast and there was somebody there that I didn't immediately recognize. And I just kept like, who is that? That person looks so familiar. And it turned out it was Lisa Loeb. And
So
it's like, oh, well, that's fun. So I went over and introduced myself to her. And I was like, when are you ever going to have like such cool opportunities? But
yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, let's get into your album. So this is your first album as Mr. Jeff, right?
Yes, this is my first children's music release. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I have a ton of other releases with various other bands, Jeff Clem, The Letters, Made Myriad, Diamond Kites, all those projects previously over the past, 15 years, since 07, I've been releasing music. But this is my first children's music record and I'm super, super proud of it.
Oh, called Wonderful, Wonderful, Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So we're going to feature 5 songs from the album. But let's talk about the album as a whole. How did you pull it all together? You know, what kind of inspired the things that you included on the album?
Yeah, thank you. So when I started making songs for this record, I wrote a batch of songs. I threw it out. I wrote a batch of songs. I threw it out, like you do when I was trying to find the sound. And I realized what really lit me up was the music that I first fell in love with playing as a musician, like the first couple records that I played along to, and the first like my first bands that I were in were like sort of punk rock and sort of, you know, definitely rocky and fast and energetic and bouncy, mm-hmm. versus like some of the slow, sad stuff that I sort of came into later. So I wanted that sound to be represented here, and like, what better of a blueprint than like bands like the Ramones, the Clash, all those like super fast, upbeat, like you just want to like get up and bob your head and jump up and down. And I really thought that kids would like that sound. So that was definitely a huge influence. I did sort of a split of like movement songs, songs about emotions, educational songs, and so it was just like a couple of different genres and techniques of songs, I think. And when I made this record, I recorded, mixed, and mastered 20 songs, and I realized that was way too many.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how many I need to put on this kid's record. I don't know what the attention span would be or what I was looking for in terms of length. So I have 7 songs ready to go for the next record. But this one, I think, is really, really fun, super silly. And it's just me playing around, really. So I've recorded everything. I played all the instruments. I mixed it. I mastered it. And my wife did all of the art design and artwork. My son Silas sings on it, and my daughter Juniper talks and babbles and sings on it as well. So it's awesome. Like, it really is like a family affair, you know? And my newborn son Jonah wasn't even alive for it yet. So he didn't contribute anything yet, but I'm sure he'll contribute something to the next one for sure.
Next album, absolutely. Yeah, my daughter Lyric is making her lyrical debut on my next album.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's awesome.
It's fun. It's fun weaving them in, but the whole song was inspired by her. She was just walking around singing it one day, and the lyrics were such nonsense that it was like, this is going to be the perfect kid song. So.
Yes. What's the name of that tune? Do you have a name for it?
Zombie Ballerina.
Perfect. I'm so excited for Zombie Ballerina.
It's one of the bangers from the album. I had a lot of fun with that one.
When does that record come out?
In June.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I got the next 80s album is coming out in April, and then proper kids album coming out in June. So that's what I've been doing with my time off from the season 4 to season 5, just knocking out a bunch of projects.
Love it. Good for you. Yeah. The breadth of your output is amazing. You've just put out so much stuff quickly, which I think is really, really cool and admirable, because I know how long it takes to get something across that finish line.
Yeah. I don't know how I do it, actually. Just magic. Kind of happens. It's magic. Yep. All right. Well, we're going to talk about five different songs from the album. And I think this is a pretty good cross section of styles, and then things that obviously kids are going to relate to. Yeah. One of my personal favorites from it is Loud in the Library. I think that was one of the first songs you had released from it, and had an amazing video to go along with it. And libraries, of course, are one of the biggest supporters of kids' music and allowing artists to come in and play. So tell us about Loud in the Library and what inspired that one.
Yeah. So like most of like you and our colleagues, I was getting hired to play libraries a lot, and I did, I've been doing a Loud in the Library tour. This will be the fourth year that I do a Loud in the Library tour. And I had the tour name before the song, believe it or not. You know, the very first tour I did with, I was like, well, what are we going to call this? I come from indie music. I come from like, you got to have a flyer. You got to have a blah, blah, blah. You got to promote everything. So it's like, what's the hook? Library, Loud in the Library. So to me, it was like, that's what the tour is called. And then after the first year, I was like, okay, I need a song for it. Obviously, like I'm doing this thing. So I ended up writing the song after the tour. And yeah, it's just, it definitely feels a little like there's the quiet verses, and then there's the loud verses, loud choruses, where it just kind of explodes. And the way that I do it live with kids is during the quiet section, everybody's down on the ground, they get real low, and then we get loud in the line, everybody gets up and they dance and they jump. So I thought it was a really nice movement song too. And on the recording, my son Silas sings, he's all over it. I mean, he's singing verses and choruses. And for the music video, we were lucky enough that my local library, Cuyahoga Falls Library, let us come in and literally be super loud. I brought in my drum set. I played drums in the library. I brought in my guitars. They let us run around and film it. So we filmed it all at the Cuyahoga Falls Library. And the reception to that has been great. And I'm really proud of it. And I think that it would be a very good addition to librarian story times, and just the general like vocabulary of the library. So hopefully more librarians put it into their vernacular, if you will.
I hope so. And now, do you open with that at the libraries, or do you close with it?
Yeah, you know what? I usually play it like second or third, but I think the last library I did, I had played it during sound check. So then I had gotten to my last song and I'm like, wait a minute, I actually didn't play Loud in the Library. There are people waiting to hear this song. This was after the video came out. So I ended up closing with it, and it ended up like crushing. So I don't know where I'm going to put it on this tour. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You can always open with it and close it. Who knows?
Yeah. So it's just, you know, a full set of just that one song. Who cares about the other tunes?
That's true. It can become your free bird.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, let's check this one out. Here it is, Loud in the Library by Mr. Jeff.
Awesome.
Usually I have to be quiet in the library.
Quiet in the library.
The library. Reading, meeting, study buddies, quiet in the library.
Quiet in the library.
The library. Hooray, today's a special day. We have a book, a cozy nook, quiet in the library.
Quiet in the library.
The library. Learning, turning pages, places, quiet in the library.
Quiet in the library.
The library. Hooray, today's a special day. We have the
music in the library.
The library. Loud in the library.
We get to be
loud.
library.
We get to be
loud in the library.
Let's be
loud in the library.
We get to be
loud in the library.
We get to be
loud in the library.
Let's be
musical breakdown. Let me see your air guitars. Now let me see your air drums. Slap at the bass.
Library.
Quiet in the library.
The library.
There are not many times we can be loud in the library.
Quiet in the library.
The library.
And that was Loud in the Library. All right. We're going to move on to the title track. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is something that is just one of my many catchphrases in the classroom. And on my like live streams, I just said it a lot. It was just one of my little catchphrases. So again, it was like the title was there before the actual song. So it was written down in my notes. I was like, I should write a song with that since it is one of my catchphrases. And yeah, this song just came out. It's very bouncy. It's very happy. It's talking about how you're having a wonderful, wonderful day, which is like genuinely my optimistic outlook. But then during the bridge, we hit a minor chord and we talk about, uh-oh, what if I end up feeling sad? What if I act up and feel bad? What if my feelings get real hurt? What if I spill juice on my shirt? These are real feelings that you have. And then I say, it's okay. It will be okay. It's still a wonderful, wonderful day. And I really wanted it inside of such a super happy, upbeat, positive song. I wanted those little bit of feeling of anxiety, the little bit of feeling of sadness, because that's how life works. It's okay to feel all the breadth of these emotions. And I really think that there are some people that are told that, oh, don't ever be sad. Don't ever feel like this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, feel it. Don't bottle it up. Just get it out. Feel it. But at the end of it, it's still a wonderful, wonderful day, even if you spill juice on your shirt.
Yeah.
You know,
shake it off and move on.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, we filmed the music video for this at the Akron Children's Museum, and I borrowed a lot of, you know, my music students as a private music teacher. I had my students be my band. And then I had just some of my friends' kids come out and we just jumped up and down for a couple hours for the music video because it's real bouncy. And I love how it turned out.
Awesome. Well, definitely everybody go to YouTube, check out his videos, Loud in the Library and Wonderful, Wonderful, Wonderful. And we're going to play the song right now. Here it is, Mr. Jeff.
It's such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. It's such a wonderful, wonderful day. It's such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. It's such a wonderful, wonderful day.
Walking in my neighborhood, I'm feeling good.
Feeling good, feeling good in my neighborhood.
Sunshine's bright, it's so, so bright, I feel the light.
Sunshine's bright, I feel the light.
It's such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. It's such a wonderful, wonderful day. It's such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. It's such a wonderful, wonderful day.
Raise my head up, oh so high, I'm feeling fly.
Head up high, head up high. Yes, I'm feeling super fly.
Uh-oh, what if I end up feeling sad? What if I act up then feel bad?
Oh no.
What if my feelings get real hurt?
What if I spilled juice on my shirt?
It's okay.
Our own safe space.
The world is a better place when it's a safe space.
It's such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.
It's such a wonderful, wonderful day.
It's such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.
It's such a wonderful, wonderful day.
Everyone.
It's such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.
It's such a wonderful, wonderful day.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful day.
And that was Wonderful, 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 an absolutely wonderful song. We're going to segue now into something that I think all of us could relate to from our childhoods, sleepover.
Yes.
Talk to us about sleepover.
Yeah, so, you know, I think for many of us, sleepovers with our friends are some of our best memories, and we really learned a lot about ourselves. And this song is really just kind of my love letter to friendship. I had this melody. I don't play ukulele very often, but this is a ukulele song, and I probably had it sitting the melody and the guitar part for maybe 2-3 years. And I would go back to it. And in the demo of just a simple voice recording, it's me doing it. And my son is like 2, and he's like just chattering away during the demo. And then she was my girlfriend at the time, but my now wife comes home, and you can hear my son's excitement, and he's talking, and I'm just still like, I just got to get through like these parts just so that I have them for posterity, or else it falls out of my brain completely, you know? So I loved going back and listening to that. And I'm like, maybe this just lives on in this. Mm-hmm. But then when it came time to work out, I needed this song for this record. I really, really needed it. And I just am so happy with how it turned out. I just think it's probably one of the best things that I've done. In my opinion, it's one of the best things I've done in the whole breadth of all my music catalog. It's probably one of the things I'm most proud of, because it's really simple and it's really fun. And it just really, really strikes a chord with something that I was always very passionate about: my friends, sleepovers, friendship. Being loyal, and I love it. And we shot a music video for this. My son and my friend, actually my former co-teacher's daughter, they are in the music video, and we've shot it like a film, and we're editing it, and we're really, really excited with this music video too. So this is Sleepover. I think this song's so cool. And oh, real quick, when we play it live, my son joins me on stage on the xylophone.
Awesome.
So it really is like one of my favorite moments, because he's like weary to get into performing live because he has a little bit of stage fright, but the part is so easy that he's like, I can do this. I can nail this. And we practice it, and he just like goes up there and crushes it and gets so much applause every time. And it really, really builds up his confidence. And he really, really has that musical ear. Like I'm sure your kids do. Some of your kids, I don't know if all of them do. But he really, really has that ear for music, but I don't want to be too pushy as the musical dad, you know, Patrick, right? Like, do you find yourself?
Yeah, you got to let it develop naturally. For sure. Yeah. And you can tell, you know, if it's a passion. Like I said, my daughter sings all the time. My 4-year-old Lyric, just nonstop singing, and she makes up songs. And, you know, sometimes I just have to sit there and listen, because absolute gems like Zombie Ballerina come out of it.
Yeah. I love that.
But yeah, I totally get it. And I love the fact that he's getting over his stage fright early. And, you know, when he's playing sold out arenas, you can always remember, hey, this is where you started. You have a story to tell.
Yes.
When he's playing the Sphere here in Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah. He'll be there and I'll be front row. I won't be playing. I'll just be watching him in awe.
There you go. It's predicted right here. All right.
Yes.
Well, this is a really sweet song. Here it is. Sleepover by Mr. Jeff.
Thank you.
Was hanging out with my best friend. We wished that this day would never end. Asked if we could have a sleepover. Our parents said,
sure.
La 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 la. Went to the store so we could get some snacks. Filled up the cart as high as we could pack. Pizza, marshmallows, ranch and Legos. Soda pop egos. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Gonna have a sleepover. Gonna watch a million movies tonight. If it's too scary, I'll hold your hand tight. I'll show you all my toys, my animals too. So big where we could hide. I'm so happy you were by my side. We'll run around, we'll have a pillow fight. We're losing daylight. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Gonna have a sleepover. We can build something special and new. Blankets, you can wear my shirt. With me you won't get hurt. La 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 la. If it gets too dark, I'll be the light. If you can't see, well, I'll be your sight. That's what you do for your best friend. I'll be there till the end. La 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 la. Oh, wish these days would never.
That was Sleepover. All right. The next song, Do What Big Kids Do. Talk to us about this one.
Oh, Do What Big Kids Do. So this song is very, very much like the last original rock band project that I had and still have. This song would fit right in with the catalog that I have as Jeff Clem or Jeff Clem and the Letters or my band Diamond Kites. So this song like would fit right in stylistically. So it was interesting making this one because I feel like on a lot of these other ones, I was going outside of my comfort zone in this one, I was staying inside my comfort zone and seeing if I could make something for this project with the sound that I had become semi-known for, you know? And I love how it turned out. And I love that my kids sing on the record because it's about feeling, you know, feeling small and worried, and but it's okay because soon you'll be a big kid. I don't want to feel so small. I want to be so big and tall. I wish I were a big kid too, so I could do what big kids do. You know, like everybody can relate to that feeling, even sometimes now, you know. I remember being a kid and being like, oh, I really want to ride that roller coaster. I'm just too short. I'm too skinny to play basketball. I can't do these things. When will I be able to do these things? Soon? Now? Never? And then you grow up and you're like, that roller coaster wasn't that great. Or that roller coaster was the best roller coaster I've ever been on in my life.
It was totally worth the wait.
Yeah, worth the wait. Yeah. So, yeah, my favorite part of this song is my daughter Junie says small after I wish I was, sometimes I feel small. And then she goes small. And every time we listen to it, she gets so amped up because Junie, she says, Junie, that's her name, her voice. She's excited about it. And then my son sings on the last chorus. And in his mind, he was doing the voices of the Muppets. So if you listen to like the right side of the speaker, you'll hear his best Muppet voice. So he listens to it. And he's like, yeah, the Muppets are singing this part. Like, that's you, buddy.
We could go down a rabbit hole talking about Muppets.
Oh, yes.
Is there one in particular that's
sure you see?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Kermit. I have all the Dr. Teeth collectibles over nice. Here. The band, Electric Mayhem. Is there a Muppet that I relate with? Is that what?
Yeah, no. Is there one that he relates with and the one that he's impersonating?
So actually, that's a really good question. Definitely one was Kermit and definitely one was Fozzie. And I think he was just trying to do like a high-pitched animal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear it, it's more like, I want to be so big and tall. You can hear him like put a little gruff on it.
Gotcha.
I'll ask him about that. Now I'm curious which one.
Very good. All right. We're going to play it. Here it is. Do What Big Kids Do by Mr. Jeff.
This world can be. I'll that comes from a smile. So smile. Come on, you can do it. Sometimes I get sad thinking about all the things I wish I could change. But a big kid once told me that we can only change the future and the right now. All those big kids, they've lived and learned, and now it's your turn. Before you know it, you'll be a big kid too. You have the opportunity to change the world for good. Speaking of change, key change.
I don't wanna feel so small. I wanna be so big and tall. Be so big and tall. I wish I were a big kid too, so I could do what big kids do, so I could do what big kids do.
I don't wanna feel so small. I wanna be so big and tall. Be so big and tall. I wish I were a big kid too, so I could do what big kids do, so I could do what big kids do.
That was Do What Big Kids Do, and we're going to wrap up our song features now with Mr. Jeff's number song. So talk to us about this one.
Yeah, clever name, right? Super clever title.
It pretty much tells you exactly what they're about to hear.
Yeah, I never named this song, and I couldn't think of anything else better or more direct than...
It's perfect.
Hey, this is my number song, y'all. Yeah, so this came about because as I was writing songs for this project, I needed a little more. I needed something to sort of break up the energetic, loud, loudish sort of running around vibe. You need something to sort of ground the kids and bring them back, I found, especially like, so I usually play this song after my wild bubbles song where everybody goes bonkers with bubbles, and then I bring them down, and this gets everyone back down to the ground, and everyone sits down. And this was workshopped inside of my preschool class.
Mm-hmm.
So I really tried to catch the vibe of this is me playing this to a classroom of kids, and I wanted kids to be able to respond just like the kids in the recording. So it was tough catching that vibe in the studio. I don't know if you've tried something like this that sounded like it was live in a classroom, but you know, it's sometimes it's tough to get out of the sterile studio environment. Yeah. And make something sound like not that, you know? So I really did a couple of different versions of this one, but I did a version with real kids. It didn't work so well. So all the kid voices that you hear are just me saying different voices. Oh, and my son's on this. And Junie's on this too. So I tried it with some other kids, like in an actual classroom setting, but it was just a little too chaotic. But with my kids, I was able to get out of them what I needed for the recording. But I love it. I think it's really fun and silly. And everybody's got a number song. You know, it's not reinventing the wheel, but it really feels silly and interesting to me.
No, yours stands out. This was a good creative original way to go at it. And
I've already
told you what my favorite part of the song was, but
yeah.
for the Stranger Things fans out there, just wait till he gets to number 11.
Yeah. I was like, well, I got all these other references, but clearly 11 is 11.
Exactly. Our goldfish is named 11.
I love that. Does it well, bleed from its left nostril?
No, goldfish? But I think it might have taken out all of the other goldfish that we had in there. We had a whole Stranger Things cast, and we were like, where's Dustin?
Oh no.
Oh, Max, where's Max? And 11 was the one who made it. So,
well, it was meant to be.
She was the strongest,
the most powerful.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's check this one out. Here it is, Mr. Jeff's number song by Mr. Jeff.
Woo.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are the numbers. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, yeah! 16, 17, 18, 19, and... Uh-oh, what comes after 19?
20!
Do you know?
20!
I can't remember. 1! Well, that's the first number. 2! Is a sign of peace, man. Go ahead and put up two fingers and say peace.
Peace!
3! Well, that's my favorite number. 4 is 2 plus 2 at least. Well, 5 is how many fingers you have on one hand. Go ahead, put them up and wiggle them. 6. Well, that's an even number. 7. That's an odd number. 8 is how many slices of pizza you get in your pizza box. I like pizza so much I ate it. 9 is how many lives a cat has. 10 is how many fingers you have on both of your hands. Wiggle them. Let me see your jazz hands. Now we've counted 1 to 10. Should we go higher? Should we count more? Okay, let's do it. 11, just like the girl from Stranger Things. 12, say it with me now. 12.
12.
Nice, that's a tough one, but you did it.
13,
starts with the teens.
14,
continues on with the teens. Let's keep going. 15, now you can learn how to drive. 16, now you can actually drive. 17, your last year as a kid. 18, now you're a legal adult and you can vote and make wonderful changes in the world. 19, I don't remember what comes after. 19, what number comes after? 19, come on friends, help me out. I don't remember what comes after 19.
You're 20,
you know, can you help us?
Mr. Jeff, it's literally 20.
That's right. 20, oh, 20. Oh, 20. Oh, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are the numbers.
Numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are the numbers.
Numbers.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, yeah! 16, 17, 18, and 19, and... Uh-oh, I forgot 20. What number comes after 19. Help me out, everyone.
Dad, it's 20.
Oh, that's right. 20! Oh, 20, oh, 20, oh, 20,
20.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are the numbers.
Numbers.
Clap your hands and say woo!
Yeah.
That was so fun. You're good at counting.
That was Mr. Jeff's numbers song. That was song number 5. So that wraps up our album feature. The album is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And Mr. Jeff, let everybody know where they can stream, download, and purchase that album and how they can find and connect with you.
Yes. Thank you, Patrick. You can find all of my music on all of the regular places that you already probably subscribe to: Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Tidal, all the places. You can purchase it at Bandcamp. I have compact discs available for purchase if you are into coasters, I mean CDs. you can find it there. I also have a digital download on the Bandcamp. I also have 3 different t-shirt designs, kids shirts, adult shirts that you can find on the Bandcamp relating to songs on the record. You can find me on YouTube. All my music videos are all on YouTube. We're doing a music video for every song on the record. There's 13
yes.
songs. There's 13 songs, but 2 of them are actually one song. So they'll be combined. So we're doing 12 music videos once a month for the rest of the year. The next one that comes out will be in April. The following one will come out in May, and so on and so forth.
I think we can now trace that path and then something to look forward to each month. So subscribe to Mr. Jeff so you can get notified.
Subscribe and like. So my 2.5-year-old daughter likes to say, randomly, she'll go, hit that like button and hit that subscribe button. And I'm like, yep, you're definitely the daughter of a YouTuber.
You can hit it or smash it. Smash that like button. Smash that like crush button. That subscribe button.
Demolish that like button. If you're gonna subscribe, smash subscribe it. Yeah. And you can find me and connect with my journey on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter/X, TikTok, Threads, all of the places that you would be. You can connect with me at Mr. Jeff Is Fun. I also have a Facebook group that's private that I put things out into there about a week ahead of time. So if you're in part of this exclusive group, you get new stuff and exclusive fun, whatever I'm supposed to say about it. We have that Facebook group.
VIP, invitation only.
Yes, VIP, invitation only. You're welcome to get in if you'd like. I know a guy. that's all the places, all the things.
Fantastic. Well, Jeff, it was great meeting you in Boston last year and getting to know you. And I'm so happy that you were able to come on the show and share these songs on the album, share your story with us. And I wish you all the best of luck with this album and the music videos, and look forward to hanging out again.
Yeah, we're definitely going to hang out again for sure in Chicago and definitely in Vegas. Patrick, thank you so much for having me. Seriously, this is so cool to be on your podcast. I love what you do. I'm such a big fan of what you do. And like I said earlier, I love that you can put out such a wide array and breadth of catalog into the kids space in such a short period of time. I mean, you have so much going on with your original records and your Kindies Do the 80s. And I just think it's so cool. And I love your podcast, and I just think you're doing so many wonderful things. So thank you so much for inviting me. This is great. And hopefully we can do that collab, that 80s collab song soon. I'm so down to do
That's it. Right. A little bit of a sneak preview. Mr. Jeff will be on volume 5. I'm not going to say what song, but it's going to be awesome. So thank you, Jeff, for coming on.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes. Later.